Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Little Mary Mac, 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 her lungs turned black, 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 stayed home from school, 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 from an asthma attack, attack, attack.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Livestock futures gave some back today, closing slightly lower and in a relatively quiet day. Didn't have a whole lot of action, but December live cattle, the last trade here looks like somewhere around 136.85 down 10. February live cattle, 60 lower or 50 or so lower here at 138.32. The cash trade looks like we're going to have some 138 this week, so that's actually pretty disappointing. We were hoping last week for 144 and then ended up being 140 and then 138 this week. So things are kind of unwinding here on the cash market. Box beef at midday was down. It was 261.47 down to $1.75 on choice. The select was 250.85 down 279. So some weaker box beef, weaker cash, and then the futures also turned lower here today. The feeder cattle were down $1.12 in January, 164.45. The index currently is about $2 below that. Current cash index is 162.16, was up 65 cents yesterday. So idea here is that the index being lower, corn price actually rallying today, that's also hurting the cattle futures market, putting some pressure there. And then the hogs down anywhere from 10 to $1 to finish the day of February, 47 lower at 80.27.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, the corn and bean markets really held together well. We were up about 5 cents to finish the day here in the corn, putting March around 590 and a half. March has tested that $6 level about four times if you go back and look at the chart over the last 6 months without it having actually gone through $6. So at this point, $6 is quite a bit of resistance. Also, this time of year for the corn and beans and any of the other cotton as well, the summer crops. We don't really have a whole lot of new information regarding the U.S. crops. We have to look overseas and into the southern hemisphere to kind of gather what's going on down there. And like in the southern hemisphere this time of year, it's all about the weather and what Brazil and Argentina are getting for the corn and beans. So the market kind of goes with that. We also have some overlying things here in the United States. So we have this drought going on. It's getting drier and drier without any real substantial rainfall in the western plains anyway. And that hadn't really affected wheat like you think it might. Like July wheat right now is up a quarter of a cent, 803 3/4. And that's July Kansas City. But that's a lingering issue here is the West stays really dry at this point. Today's cotton futures were down about 99 on March at 105.82. And in the stock market right now, Dow's down about 150 and the S&P down 54.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.